Hello and welcome to the forum. My guest on this weekend show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick.
Since we last talked, there have been a number of changes in guidelines and also in ages of people who can get the COVID vaccine. And we're going to discuss some of those items today. And first off, it's just been announced that 12 to 15-year-olds can now also get the vaccine. And we're going to let you talk about what's it like here in Maricopa County concerning the new addition of that age group.
So on Tuesday, we were made aware that the FDA had expanded the EUA for the Pfizer vaccine for 12 and over recipients. So what we are doing is we've opened a clinic for this coming Tuesday evening, the 18th, and have invited any Illinois resident 12 years and older can come to that clinic and be vaccinated. So that 12 to 15-year-old age group is going to need a parent with them. Somebody has to show ID to validate the identity and the age of that child. So if they're going online to register, there is a parental consent area on that online registration asking for the information, but then, you know, we need a form of ID to validate that. So our 16 and olders, you know, they have driver's license or state IDs to where they can validate their own identity. So, but it is important for that 12 to 15-year-old age group to have a parent with them or a guardian.
The Illinois Department of Health has also suggested that there might be a partnership between schools and the health department for providing vaccines to children at the schools. And what is the stance here in Maricopa County concerning vaccinations at schools?
Rick, we've actually been out in our schools. We've been out twice now. We've done the first and second dose Pfizer vaccine over the last month. So we have a very close partnership with all eight of our school districts across Maricopa County. And seven out of eight of those districts had individuals, whether it be staff or faculty or students, that did want vaccinated. So we did take teams and we went from school to school throughout Maricopa County to get those kids vaccinated. Now, school's winding up for the year. We do speak with superintendents every Wednesday morning here at the health department just to keep them up to date and find out the things that they may need from the health department to keep our kids safe and keep things moving along. And they have expressed interest of having us back for that 12 to 15-year-old age group. So we're currently in the planning stages and most likely will be there probably by Wednesday of next week to start working on that age group for them.
Now, you were talking about for your vaccination clinic, a parent would need to be there or a guardian. Sort of how will that go with school? Will that be like a signed consent saying it's okay? Or how will that go at the schools?
So they will also do an online registration at the school. So it'll be handled the same way at the school that it's handled here with ours. We would need a parent present to make sure that we can have somebody to validate that patient's identification.
Now, moving on to just more the general populace, I've been checking some of the information from the Illinois Department of Public Health and Maricopa County Public Health, and right now, it looks like a good deal of those 65 and plus have received at least one dose, many fully vaccinated. And then when you get to the age group of the 18 to 64-year-olds, it looks like those that were 65 plus are running about double of receiving the dosage versus those younger ones. Is that because the older age group had been going for so much longer, or do you see a trend where maybe younger people are not getting the vaccine as quickly as, say, the older adults?
I would say that the younger people are a little less compliant in getting the vaccine. The older age group tend to get the vaccine, and they understand that they are the most at risk for complications from this virus, so the compliance with that age group has been better by far. We have vaccine available. The demand is down tremendously. We were holding clinics two times a week, 1,200 spots each time, and we went from billing those full to less than 200 to 300 per vaccine clinic. So we've scaled way back. So the demand is definitely down. I don't think that it's due to there not being any vaccine available. I think at this point we've hit a threshold of the majority of the people that wanted vaccinated have been vaccinated, and the other people that haven't are either still on the fence or they just are choosing not to be vaccinated.
So how does that look for the future? You know, you have, say, percentages and things like that, and when maybe they're not wanting to get the vaccine, how long is the vaccine going to be available, or sort of what is the time frame for if you want to get a shot, you better get a shot, or will it just always be available, but we'll just go about dispersing it differently?
Right now, I don't think I can answer that question. We have no plans for the vaccine to go away. There is a very strict adherence with once you puncture the vial of vaccine, which we've talked about in the past. You only have so many hours to open or to use that open vial. So we expect that as more research becomes available and they do more testing on the actual preservative of the vaccine for that to change and those guidelines to expand a little bit, hoping that will give us some more flexibility in getting people vaccinated that just walk in. For instance, like the flu vaccine, we can have a multi-dose vial of that and puncture it, and it does not have to be used in 6 hours. So it gives us more flexibility of using it over the course of days and not being on such a time crunch with it. So we're hoping that's where we're going to get to with the vaccine, which gives us, a little more flexibility. But right now, we're waiting for further guidance.
You recently enacted a program through the Maricopa County Health Department where you would help homebound individuals get the vaccination at their home. How is that going, and is that still continuing?
It is. So this is a program that we put out there. We had received quite a few calls of concerns from family members that they had homebound members that they couldn't get to the clinics and wanted to know how they could get them vaccinated. So we started compiling a list, and we've done 30-plus individuals in their homes from the southern to the northern part of the county. And right now we're at a stage where we're caught up, but we're going to keep that program open, and we will continually reassess that and vaccinate in the home as needed.
Now, is that the same way to register for a homebound person, or is there something a little special that, say, the homebound person or someone who helps them should follow?
So there is a number that we designated to the homebound program. So it is 217-839-7710. And that number takes you to a recording where whoever is requesting a homebound vaccination can leave their information. And then one of our nurses will call them, do a screening with them, get everything that we need to make sure that we understand their situation, can treat them effectively, and then we'll get them on the schedule.
And finally, Christy, thought I would ask you, like you say, things change. Nothing is ever remaining the same, but say an individual finally today says, oh, yep, I think I better go get the vaccine. Normally, that would be you watch for a clinic, you do it. Do you see it where they decide it's time now for me to do so? How will they register, or what should they do, you know, come the future when maybe the vaccination clinics, as you say, aren't quite as prevalent? Can they just go and register and then expect to maybe get an appointment at some point in time?
We do have clinics. We try to keep at least one clinic open out online at all times. So we tend to try to limit it to one just to keep people from jumping from clinic to clinic, because then that obviously affects how we can distribute our vaccine. So if there would not be a clinic open out online, they're always free to use the COVID hotline number, which is the 217-313-5078 number, and they can leave their information with that team. And then when the clinic opens online, we can always give them a call back or get them registered. So we definitely, if they have interest in wanting to be vaccinated and can't find something online, we are more than willing to take their information in the COVID Command Center and get back with them.
Christy Bank, thank you for updating us on COVID and COVID vaccine on this weekend show.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.